Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie, and you ought to see the size of that spring we used.
It's spring. Big. Oh, for the free falling up thing?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you just jumped and went, you know, right up.
Nope, we had a little help.
Oh, okay. Gravity wasn't happy with this.
Definitely not.
Anyway, and neither will our guests be in a moment.
They're already unhappy. They're here.
Yes, we are joined by, okay, here we go. John Murdoch, Eric Chouinard, and Tata Zek. Is that correct?
Terezek.
What? It says Tata on my sheet.
Yeah. Says it on mine, too.
Sorry, you're Tata today. And you guys are all air traffic controllers. The enemy. Oh, I mean, just kidding. Just kidding. Hey, look at, he's deep in thought over there.
No, I'm writing the name down. I'm making a correction because I'm such a dunderhead, I'd forget it.
Oh, no, she's Tata today. That's her new call sign.
We're going to get fired.
Okay, let's actually get on to the reason they're here.
Yes, please, because our next job will be as an air traffic controller.
Now, you were saying that you guys find it very common that us general aviation pilots don't want to talk to you, and we go to great lengths to avoid talking to you. Is this true?
Yeah, so that's one of the big themes we're seeing here today as we make presentations. They're always asking when they should be contacting us, and if we're too busy, are they a bother to us? And it's really more of a bother if we're not talking to them, because they like to skirt our airspace on the Class Bravos and Charlies and Deltas, and it puts them in some pretty unsafe spots that they may not be aware of.
In other words, getting close to traffic patterns, busy traffic patterns.
Yeah, like one example, they might skirt the Class Delta, and they end up in a localizer path, and a lot of times right at the glide slope path where we have an IFR aircraft coming in, and without being able to talk to the VFR, we have to move the IFR aircraft out of the way. If we were talking to both of them, we could work something out so both people can go along their way.
Well, that's something I never thought of. We live right outside of Philadelphia. In fact, if you're familiar at all with the airspace, there's something called the Bunce Intersection.
Very familiar.
My house is directly under it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've watched you racetrack airplanes all around for over the years.
Sure.
So, yeah, and I've also heard them say, no, you cannot enter our airspace right now. You VFR guy, go away. So that's another fact of life. But I would rather have you tell me that than me just blunder on through and create havoc for the big boys.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to note that even if you're not talking to us, you still exist. We still see you. And you might actually be causing problems even though you're not in the Charlie, Delta, or the Bravo. And we can provide you a better service and anybody else flying a better service. So, you know, reach out to us, give us a call, and we'll keep you safe and keep the other guys safe.
Let's talk about flight following. Everybody's heard of flight following. That's a service you provide, just more or less kind of keep an eye on us and make sure we're not doing anything amazingly stupid. But is that something that some days you just don't want to be bothered with? I mean, oh, no, not him again. Can you talk to that officially?
So it isn't. It is our job. It is our duty to do it. It does fall down the list a little bit on duties. We have to provide IFR separation first. But if you have the time, you need to do the VFR, and we'd like to do the VFR separation, the VFR advisories. There are times now when we're working multiple sectors and multiple frequencies, so the workload is a little bit higher, and the VFR advisories might get pushed down and be unavailable at times. But you know, most times it's available service that we're willing to give.
I think it falls along to what John was saying earlier. Just because we're not talking to you doesn't mean you're not there. So get the flight following. Everybody can get traffic. Everybody, don't keep secrets. We can all let everybody know what the other guy's doing out there. Big sky theory, right?
Absolutely. And you know, something important to note, when you call, just if we don't answer you right away, it's not that we didn't hear you. Promise you we heard you. We just got some things going on, and it doesn't mean you're a bother. We're just putting you in the queue. So, you know, we want to talk to you. It's better that we're talking to you, and maybe instead of skirting the Bravo, I might be able to put you through the Bravo, get you where you're going a little quicker.
Okay, and that actually is safer because you can direct
Correct.
Me as well as everybody else.
Yeah, we can put you in a spot that you don't think is good, and it's great for us. And you may be somewhere where we really don't want you. And, you know, if we have IFR aircraft coming in on the arrival or departure, and you think you're under it, but you're really actually causing havoc, especially with some TCAS RAs or, you know, resolutions or traffic advisories, it just increases our workload and the pilot's workload. So, yeah, reach out to us. We'll put you in a good spot, and we'll get you on your way.
So
you have to consider not just the Bravo, Charlie, or Delta airspace, but you've got to be concerned with the airspace that's surrounding that. And maybe that's the part that the VFR pilots are missing.
Sure. And that's where the VFR advisory part comes more into play as opposed to when you are required to contact us to get through airspace. But the VFR advisory, whenever you want it, reach out and see if they're willing to give it, if they have the time to do it. And yeah, it only takes one airplane to cause a safety issue, and that can happen in the middle of nowhere when you're getting VFR advisories.
Okay, what about now in this new world of ADS-B where I actually have all that traffic information available to me? Do you see a shift where pilots are saying, well, I don't really need to talk to them. I can see everything going on here.
I haven't. I work at VFR Tower in Houston, Texas, and I do at least 30 flight follow-ins a day easily.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't seen a shift downward. And also, where pilots used to not be able to get flight following because of radar services, we can now do that because the ADS-B tracks on the radar so much better.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the ADS-B has provided the pilot a little more situational awareness. So it actually helps us helping you. So when we're calling traffic and you're looking for things, now you have a little bit better of a picture. You're almost kind of seeing what I'm seeing, right? You have your little radar and the readout of the ADS-B in the cockpit, and same thing I have on my scope back at the Tracon.
Okay.
Well, you know, the other thing that people have noticed too is that sometimes a pilot will get themselves into a situation and they're thinking, typically flying into IMC. They're reluctant to call the controller and say, help.
And that's when the controller can't really push the clouds out of the way. They don't respond well.
And that's one of the things we've been preaching at our presentations this week, is that if you're already getting flight following and something arises, engine trouble, clouds, that's one less thing for the pilot to have to worry about while they deal with their situation. And it's time saving that you've already are radar identified. You're already have the frequency that you're already talking to us. That's all out of the way. So now when your situation arises, we can just concentrate on that.
Now, when someone files a flight plan that is going to transition your airspace, do you get something on paper that says, hey, expect this aircraft this time coming on this path?
Not a VFR flight plan. So
okay.
If you reach out to flight service, file a VFR flight plan, that's a search and rescue really option with those folks. It's not something we have awareness on or something that we activate or deactivate for the pilot. So you still have to do all that through flight service, but we can put our own flight plan in. It's an air traffic flight plan that we would use to get you from point A to point B.
Okay.
And so once you talk to that first controller with that VFR flight plan that we've put in, now every controller along that route will then have that
okay,
flight
so
plan.
They'll be expecting a handoff.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Are you guys all pilots too?
I'm a pilot.
I have a license.
Yeah, okay. That's all right. I'm a student pilot for the last 70 years.
And I am staying at the Holiday Inn.
So oh! That's a promotion right there. Wow. You're wearing a PHL hat.
Yeah.
And that is some crazy airspace. As I was noting, I live on the edge of the ring, but I've also flown through there, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's like nuts.
It's a great place to fly.
Yeah, okay.
It's complicated. It's small. It's tight. It's, you know, we're in the Northeast. There's not a lot of room, and we move a lot of planes.
Yeah, and then you've got, what's the one off in Northeast Philly? Northeast Airport.
Northeast Philly
Airport. I've flown in there, too, and that's getting in and out of there VFR with all the other traffic going on is quite interesting.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a little complicated, and it's a great example of why we like talking to you guys and being out there, and we'll get you in a good spot, get you there efficiently and safely.
And I was going to say, you know, now you have to deal with TFRs every now and then from the president and, you know, sporting events and everything. So that's got to make your job even worse.
Yeah, so there's always been a little TFR out there when current President Biden was vice president at the time, a little smaller. And now he likes to go home on the weekends. And that wreaks a little bit of havoc on the operation. But
yeah, you know, we know about it.
Well, especially since you probably get, what, 5 minutes notice?
Six. But yeah.
Okay.
That much.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, shut it down.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, during the lockdown, you guys weren't doing a whole lot, were you? I mean, they had to keep the airports open, I'm sure, for emergency stuff. But I know there was virtually nothing going by me and going into Philly.
So we're general aviation, VFR tower. Our numbers actually went up. Okay. Everybody who couldn't fly their corporate planes was flying their personal planes.
Okay.
So.
Well, plus they had time off.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, a lot of general aviation increased during the the downturn during COVID. I think you're actually see some, most airline schedules are about 70-80% now. So we're rocking and rolling, and there's a lot of places that are doing a lot more operation than they were a year ago right now.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time. So real quick, what can you say the best thing for general aviation pilots to do is?
Give us a call.
Give us a call. They're there for you.
Who are you going to call? ATC.
Air Traffic Control. Yeah,
there it is.
There it is. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And well, this is, yes.
Well out of control.
That's right, and violating all sorts of airspace. This is EAA Radio.